We are joined now with a special guest, Bonnie Irvine, the current president of the ACTC.
That's right, Romy.
Thank you for having us today. Now, you guys, you've been on the program with us before. You and your husband run a tree moving company.
That's correct.
And you have a 72-foot inch spade, something that you just back up to the tree, you scoop it out, and then you drive it to its new home.
Essentially, yes.
Could you do this tree behind you?
No, we have we comply with the national regulations, and so that limits our diameter to about, depending on the species, between 9 and 10 inches, 1 foot off of the ground.
I had dinner here last night at 1899 with Clay, our director at our calf country, our affiliate here in Flagstaff. And he was asking questions, and he's just like, so are they just like tree trimmers? I said, come on, we got done, and we came back here, and Dan was still out here, and Andy was still out here, and we walked around, and just we were talking about all the different specialties that come in the arborist. We've got Bonnie who does tree moving. There's guys that do special injections. There's just all the different specialties in the tree industry.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure knowing Bonnie and her husband, Alan. They actually planted 7 trees at my house. I had an opportunity to salvage some trees, and they were too big to try to box up and move. But they've got this 90-inch spade truck that can come in. If you've got access and you can back the truck up to the trees, you can actually pull them out of the ground. And mine were 7-inch diameters and about 35-foot pine tree, and it was an easy move. And I popped it right in my front yard, and I all of a sudden have an instant mature tree. It's so much nicer than trying to, you know, buy these, you know, 72, 84-inch box trees and spend thousands of dollars, and you don't get half the tree. But it's really nice if you have a chance to, if you've got one of those kind of trees and you want to move one, or sometimes Bonnie and Alan have an inventory, too. You might give them a call at Arizona Big Tree Movers.
Now, how many people are here competing today?
I believe the last count was 11.
Okay.
And that's a little shorter than what we've had, but everybody's really involved, and we've got, as you can see, a ton of volunteers, and this is an annual event for us. I believe it is the 11th annual tree climbing championship that Arizona Community Tree Council has sponsored.
Now, Jesse's walking by. He's kind of manning the aerial
rescue.
How many pounds of gear is he wearing right now, would you say?
Yeah, he's probably got about 25 pounds of gear on right now. But, yeah, he's a wonderful instructor in our industry, and he's got all the bells and baubles. But you do need a lot of that gear to be able to get up in a tree and be safe. You know, we borrow from the maritime and the rock climbing industry. The technology's really gone through the ceiling the last number of years with all the, you know, the carabiners and the various ascending devices, descending devices, and slack tending devices. And it really makes tree climbing safe. It's really nice. We've got a lot of gearheads in our industry, a lot of young men and women who just love to get up in the trees, but they want to do it safely. They want to be sure that they have a fall protection, that they are at all times are tied in. We, of course, abide by all OSHA regulations. We have industry regulations as well that we adhere to, so that, you know, in fact, that's one of the main reasons we're here today, is to try to raise the level of professionalism in our industry. There's a lot of fly-by-night tree guys out there with a chainsaw and a pickup truck, and we're trying to encourage some of those guys to come along to these events and see how it can really be done and be done safely.
You said chainsaw, and that's the one thing I keep thinking I'm missing. I don't see any.
No, we don't have any. In fact, the only tool we carry up in the trees during these competitions is a handsaw, which we use to simulate some of the work station objectives. But we have to tape the edge of the saw with some duct tape so that there's no
You're
risk.
Not doing any
there's
tree
no
damage.
Risk of any damage to your gear or to your ropes.
In your regular working environment, do they carry power tools up with them?
Absolutely, yeah. Anything over 14 pounds needs to be suspended in the tree on its own line. But anything smaller than that, there's some really nice little compact tree saws that you can actually carry on your saddle. They have little clips that you can attach them. A lot of work. It's hard work doing tree work, carrying that around all day long up in the trees. And but that's what these guys do.
They're built. I was going to say, I don't see, they're all very slender built. You don't see a tree climber that looks like he should be a sumo wrestler.
It's amazing. They're all body sizes. We've got, you know, amazing amount of different types of guys and gals who enjoy this sport. And it's really cool to see these competitors get out. And if they have, anyone has a chance to get up here today, what a great opportunity. We have, it goes from 8 o'clock until
what time? Until 4 o'clock.
Until 4 o'clock. And the Masters Challenge is toward the end of the day. So, you know, you got plenty of time to get up here to see. Even the Masters Challenge would be a blast. That's a couple-hour event.
The weather could not be better at all. You were asking about participation. We have a training the day before, and we had well over 20 people that came. So we're hoping some of those people will start moving into the climbing. And you look at it, and it's a little bit intimidating if you're not around it and you haven't been around it before. But when you get a nice introduction in it, it works out really great.
You know, Bonnie, we have three of our employees who came up today, and they didn't sign up for the competition because they wanted to kind of take a look-see today. And they're here today, and I'm sure they're going to be inspired to possibly sign up next year and be a part of the competition.
Well, we'll be very anxious to see them.
In addition to moving on to a regional championship, what will today's winner, do y'all have like a trophy cup he drinks champagne out of or something?
They've got some pretty nice. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. I got to tell you about my belt buckle I won a couple of years ago.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mike and Chandler wants to talk citrus. We'll start with him right after this.
Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.